645 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Robert McConaughey, 613. The law states, if any person be found guilty of murder, the jury must ascertain in their verdict whether it be murder of the first or second degree. The indictment in the first and second counts charges the prisoner with the murder of Rosanna Brown. The first count specifies that she was killed by a mortal wound inflicted with the barrel of a gun over the right eye in the forepart of the head. The second count alleges that her throat was cut with a knife. The third count charges the prisoner with the murder of John Brown using a rifle, with the bullet entering the right side of the breast and penetrating through it. The fourth and fifth counts charge the prisoner with the murder of Elizabeth Brown. The fourth count states that she was given a mortal wound with a stone on the back part of her head, as described. The fifth count alleges that she was given a mortal wound with a stone on the forepart of her head. The sixth count charges the prisoner with the murder of George Brown by a stroke on the back part of his head, fracturing his skull, and by a mortal wound inflicted by a stroke on the left jaw with a rifle gun. The seventh count charges the prisoner with the murder of Jacob Brown by shooting him with a rifle through the head. The eighth count charges the prisoner with the murder of David Brown by strangling. You have heard how and when the murdered persons were found. At this stage, I will refer you to the testimony of Dr. James G. Leitner. He swears that about 9 o'clock on Sabbath morning, 31st May, he examined the bodies. The first was Elizabeth. Her head presented a mass of bruises, a large incision through the scalp on the back part of the head, 2.5 or 3 inches long, another on the forepart of the head about 2 inches long, and one on each side of the head of smaller size. Jacob was next examined. His skull had the appearance of a ball having passed through the brain, entering the back part of the head and coming out at the front. He could not